the chimneys, he brings good cheer. People leave him cookies and milk on the hearth, and that's why Santa's such a happy bad boy. At home is his clothes, is an outstanding cook, fixes Santa's favorite food from his favorite cookbook. It makes him jolly and pleased at heart, and that's why Santa's such a happy fat fart. Happy fat fart, he's a happy fat fart. Ho, 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 he's always on the go. Santa's just a happy fat fart. He travels the world, moving through the sky. Ain't no store, so there's nothing he can buy. So he loads up his sleigh with some ho-hos and chips to last through the night on all of his trips. We all know that Santa's a real sweetheart, but that's why Santa's such a happy bad boy.
Your Christmas present?
Would you whip out your nice big present for me?
Santa treats everybody right.
Want to know what to give the family this Christmas? Give them diarrhea.
You're going to get absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
That's what Christmas is about. Jesus Christ.
Christmas only comes once a year, baby.
Oh, yeah. Dropping fucking words.
I'm dreaming of some wine.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Hey, Freaks! Tim Henson with you back for the Monday podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a great program for you. You know, Distorted View is not all just cum farts and, you know, making fun of old people. No, occasionally we learn something on this program. It's infotainment. Specifically, I gotta say thanks to Tim for teaching me all about Grope Cunt Lane. I was not familiar with this road, but according to Wikipedia, it was very prominent, specifically in the Middle Ages. Grope Cunt Lane was a street name found in English towns and cities during the Middle Ages, believed to be a reference to the prostitution centered on those areas. Because back then, it was a normal practice for a medieval street name to reflect the street's function or the economic activity taking place within it. You know, if there were, like, a lot of retail stores or something on the road, it might be called, like, Merchant Avenue or Merchant Row or something. Grope Cunt Lane, you know, alludes to fingering a whore. Like, if you live in Shrewsbury, I don't know, today the street that was once known as Grope Cunt Lane is now simply known as Grope Lane. There's another one here. If you live on Magpie Lane in Oxford, that was once known as Grope Cunt Lane. So there were a lot of Grope Cunt Lanes sprouting up in England in the Middle Ages. So there you go.
And that's one to grow on.
Yes, indeed. A lot of stuff has been posted at distortedview.com over the weekend. New links to video and audio and stuff like that. I've been posting stuff all weekend, and so have you listeners. One of the most popular groups, not surprising, is the Not Safe for Work group. That's where I posted this video. You know, one of the first gooners that I featured on TV many years ago was someone named Nasty Bear. And believe it or not, he's still very, very active posting videos all the time. Not all of them are verbal, but the one I have for you today certainly is. Here's a new gooning video from Bader Gooner Nasty Bear.
Yeah, you little fucker. Gonna be my fucking pussy mouth. Is that what you want?
Fucker.
Yeah, big daddy fucking boss needs a fucking boss, don't you, fucker? Yeah, that's right. Fuck, yeah, you fucking fuck your wife in the morning, put that big uncut cock inside your wife's pussy. While you're fucking her, I want you to think about my fucking fat dick. Yeah, fuck yeah, you want that fucking cock? Come over to my house, come over, fucker. Lock that fucking office door, come over, fuck yeah. Fucking just pull my fucking dick out. Make you my little fucking pussy mouth. Is that what you want?
Be my fucking pussy mouth. I love that. He reminds me of Spiral Ham Fucker.
want to be a cocksucker, don't you, big boss? Don't you? I'm the fucking boss. You're the fucking...
No, Judge Judy is the boss, applesauce.
...mouth. You fucking just get down on your fucking knees, you pull your cock out, and you fucking jack it off while I fuck that mouth. Fucking grab the back of your head and fucking just fuck my dick, make my dick feel fucking good.
He's very forceful.
Make my dick feel good in that fucking mouth. You're gonna learn how to be a good cocksucker for me, aren't you, fucker?
Fuck.
Yeah? You like sucking off a fucking cocky guy? Fuck yeah, when you...
Do you like... What was that? Do you like sucking off a cocky guy?
Fucker. Yeah? You like sucking off a fucking cocky guy? Fuck yeah,
oh,
when
I
you come to my house,
there.
Buddy, I'm gonna fucking just put you on your knees, fucking have myself a beer, fucking turn on some good pussy porn, and fucking look down at that fucking mouth and tell you to suck my cock like a...
So this guy is obviously very, very gay, right? Because all of the videos that he has ever posted were, you know, him fucking dudes. But I love that in his like fantasy, he is getting his dick sucked, but watching pussy porn.
Woman, fucking suck it like a pussy. Fuck yeah, big boss. Come on, I'm your fucking boss. When you come to my house, you fucking suck on that fucking dick right there, buddy. Fuck you. Fucking want that fucking man dick, don't you? Fuck yeah.
What other kind of dick would it be? Man dick.
Fuck yeah, be my fucking little...
Suck on my lady dick.
Man.
That's what you girls should start calling your clits.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. You fucking got me jacking off thinking about that pussy mouth fucking making my fucking mouth.
Surprise, surprise, he's jacking off.
Fuck yeah. Fucking may even...
Who would have thought things would come to this, right?
Have to lay you down on the bed and fucking lick that fucking ass of yours like it's a pussy.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Want that? Fuck yeah. Roll you over and put your head over the back of the bed and make you fucking suck my cock. Suck my cock. There you go. Put something in your mouth and look at my dick.
What?
Masturbate your cock. Come on, big boss. Masturbate your cock. Oh.
It's so weird how he says that. Why does he say it like that? Masturbate your cock. Masturbate your cock.
Fucking bring
Insane
me right
in the membrane.
You're on that fucking edge. Fuck yeah, but you fucking want me to fucking squirt, don't you, buddy?
Oh,
fuck yeah, you want to suck that dick, buddy boy?
Okay.
Is that what you want? Fucking get down. Look up at me and open that mouth. Fuck yeah, buddy. That's it. Oh.
I'm afraid. I,
my
cock. I'm ready to take his load.
That's
like,
it,
I don't
fucker.
Want him to get angry.
That's it, fucker.
There you go.
Now fucking lay back and jack your fucking dick off.
All right, thank you very much, Nasty Bear. Moving on, I gotta say thanks to Hippie Freak for posting this next video on DistortedView.com. Here is a 7-year-old girl raging on PS3. She's screaming at other Call of Duty players. Now, this is really a good example of Parents of the Year. They're nominees for my award. Because they're basically coaching her to say these things. Foul-mouthed little bitch, she is.
You know what, nigger boy?
I don't think your parents coached her to say that one, though. The nigger boy comment, that was all her own thing.
You don't want motherfucker, you better play all the game, because you know what? You're going to fucking lose again! Go play Monopoly, okay?
Because
this
ain't your game.
Because you know what? This isn't the type of game that you want to fucking play with us. We'll fucking kill you, okay? Bring it!
Hit me up on my motherfucking MySpace.
You don't fucking know me like that.
You want a bump? Let's go.
You don't know my mom.
You don't know my fucking mom, my dad, my fucking whole entire motherfucking dad. Do you have anything to say, or is your friend? Oh, my God.
Now she's not playing Call of Duty. Her parents are playing Call of Duty. They're actually doing the actual controls. She just has control of the headset.
You can't do motherfucking nothing. You're on the other side of the fucking country.
Me and the girl are going for a walk.
You know what? Miss, no, huh? No, don't talk over me.
Oh.
Do not talk over me.
That sounds like her mom, doesn't it? That's where she learned it from.
All
right, shut up. I would love to beat the fuck out of that child. Oh. I'm sorry. I really dislike children. Also got to say thanks to Swiggy for posting in the TNB group. This is a woman beating up her boyfriend in a very black neighborhood. They're all just black people standing around, not helping, not trying to break up the fight. Cars rolling with no hubcaps, and it's just it's all very.
Tim, if you don't let me go, bitch, you're gonna rip the rap. You will never see
me. Rip the rap, hoe. Bitch,
and you got motherfuckers got me on camera. You got motherfuckers got me on.
And it's a larger girl pinning down her boyfriend, who is, you know, kind of thin. Her gut is hanging out over her her pants, out of her shirt, and then you see her ass crack. You really should check out the video. The visuals are.
Shit. You got motherfuckers got me on camera.
Don't ever rip my shit.
Only on bubble. Let me go, Tiff.
Don't ever rip my shit.
Let me go, Tiff.
Don't rip my shit. I got pills on me.
Tip, let me go.
She's just pinning him down.
Okay,
at one point, she's really just holding on to him with one hand, and he can't move.
Tip, I want it, Tip.
Call the police.
Don't nobody call the motherfucking police. What's wrong with y'all? I got pills on me.
I don't give a fuck, bitch. Don't put your hands on me, huh?
Yeah, I don't. He doesn't want the police to come because he's got some drugs on him. I'm gonna fast forward because this goes on for like 8 minutes.
She calling my brother.
Bitch, you not getting up. Bitch, I don't get no fuck, bitch. You not going to
do it my brother because you know if I get up, I'm wrecking this bitch.
What's great is he throughout this video, he continually pleads with her. He's like, okay, let me get up now. I promise I won't punch you. And every time she lets him up, he tries to punch her.
Right here on the motherfucking corner.
And then she just pins him down again.
I try to get up and rock. Why you couldn't just walk? Why couldn't you just walk?
Because that's what I'm trying to do. You wouldn't give me my fucking pills.
Why we couldn't just walk?
You wouldn't give me my fucking pills.
Shit.
You ain't want to be
nice. It's all about drugs.
You should have just been nice.
God, that's quite a hangover.
Bitch.
A dumb laugh, I believe it's called.
Bitch. Bitch, you want to hit me, bitch?
I have
don't
to.
Don't do it, bitch. Don't do it, bitch.
Let me go.
Don't do it, bitch.
Dude, let me go.
Don't do it, bitch.
Tip for the police.
I'm telling you, I don't get no fuck.
Tip, let me.
All right, let me fast forward again here to the 4-minute mark.
Ain't nobody getting shit. No, that's my motherfucking money. Come down here on both of me, motherfucking Clark, right now. Come down, bitch.
Tip, let me go.
You ain't getting shit.
That's dude, my nigga gonna walk me
off. I'm the fuck.
Bro,
what's also great is she's pinning him down using his, by his wrists, right? And then one of his friends is smoking a cigarette. And the guy who's pinned down would like a drag off of it. And so the guy slips the cigarette in between the dude's fingers.
He's gonna walk it off, bro.
Even though he's still pinned down.
It's gonna make me mad or keep me down here like this, Tim.
Here you go. Here you go.
Let me hit that square, bro.
Come down here, Veronica. Let come down here right
to.
Now.
It's great because he keeps talking about how mad he is and what he's gonna do to her, but he can't break free.
Bitch,
go get
my
it.
My motherfucking shit, ho.
Go get it,
you got my shit getting ran
go
over
get
on
it.
The street, bitch.
Go get it,
don't play with me.
Go get it,
no. No more,
I'm finna have an asthma
attack. No more.
Tip, the police just walked past.
Now he's gonna have an asthma attack.
Let me up. Let me up, Tip.
Tip,
let me up.
Tip does not want to let him up. So then eventually she does let him up.
No, bro, you didn't give me my shit. You didn't give me my shit, bitch.
Oh, let me rewind to the fight here. Because there is a bit of a scuffle. She tries to let him go and let him walk, right? But he wants to start shit. Now that he's free, he wants to punch her in the face. Can't blame him. But, you know, she's in control of the situation still.
I thought today you was walking away!
No, he gets some punches
what are you doing, bro? Why your back on the ground, bro? You know you want to fight your man as much. No, bro!
And she gets there. She goes. She got him down on the ground again. Nice prolonged ass crack shot of hers. There you go. You get the idea. It's just you know, it's TNB.
TNB.
People used to call each other niggas.
TNB.
Come here, nigga. You my nigga. Come here.
That's racist.
TNB.
A nigga, look at the nigga.
You racist pig.
TNB.
I'm not a racist. That's what's so insane about this.
You fucking nincompoop.
All right. right. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, real quick, if you're not yet Sideshow Freak, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com is the address. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. We've done like 1,500 episodes at this point. You can download them all. Plus, every week we do extended shows and exclusive programs. Try to do video casts for you as well. Sign up right now because tomorrow I'll be doing an extended show if you'd like to catch it. SuperFreakSideshow.com is the address again. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, Thai transsexual ladyboys are taking to the air as flight attendants for a new airline. Isn't it time you fly the tranny skies? Yes, a move that some said could be a key step towards still broader acceptance in a nation where they are already unusually visible. Known as Kitoys or something, or ladyboys, transgenders and transsexuals hold mainstream jobs in a variety of fields in Thailand. They are especially common in cosmetic shops or health stores, which almost always have a ladyboy shop assistant. Working for new charter airline PC Air, transsexual flight attendants, including 22-year-old Tenurat Jakapapapapakorn, made their debut on a flight from Bangkok to the southern city of Surat, whatever, on Thursday, doesn't matter, serving drinks and snacks and carrying safety demonstrations. This is the beginning of the acceptance of transsexuals in the air! No, in Thailand, giving the opportunity for us to work in various fields. Maybe in the future we can get any job that transsexuals never did before, such as police, soldiers, or even pilots, said Tenurat. PC Air, whose name comes from the initials of President Peter Chan, originally planned only to hire male and female flight attendants, but changed its mind after more than 100 transsexuals and transvestites applied as well. Four were chosen, along with 19 female and 7 male flight attendants. The airline said qualifications for the ladyboy flight attendants were the same as for female flight attendants, with the additional provisions that they be like women in how they walked and talked and have feminine voices.
Don't forget, your seats can be used as a flotation device.
All right. Chan, the airline president, said the ladyboy flight attendants actually might have a special advantage. They might provide better service because they understand both male and females. And they're well-trained, according to the aviation standard, he added. The new recruits were chosen in February and have been training since in security measures, in flight services, and makeup application. BC Air flies domestically as well as to several Asian destinations, including Japan and South Korea. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. Video footage of a school prank which blindfolded parents and children and then made them make out with each other. What? What is this? What's happening? Has provoked a mixture of outrage and disbelief. The video, which has been posted on YouTube, shows the prank, which took place at a high school in Minnesota during the end of the year pep fest. Oh, I hated high school shit like that. It's kind of the pep rally. But unbeknownst to them, the special someone was their mother or father. The principal of the Rosemont High School has been forced to apologize after the stunt provoked outrage. John Wolserheim said he was responsible for the incident. This event offended people, and Pep Fest should have nothing that offends people. Those who have viewed the video on YouTube reacted with horror, branding the prank disgusting and weird, kind of. But one disagreed, saying, "People need to lighten up. It's not a big deal. It's just funny." What do you think? I'm going to post this on distortedview.com. Check it out. Leave a comment. I think I know how this is going to go, though, because I've seen the video, and it is kind of gross, actually. I don't know if there was tongue involved with these parent-children kisses, but, I mean, they were lip-locked for a long time. Some of them were too long. Awful. All right, so you can check it out at distortedview.com. Final story we have for you today. A woman was crushed and killed by an elevator that began rising as she was stepping onto it. Oh, shit. While heading into her office in Midtown Manhattan Wednesday morning. Like, the doors didn't close or anything. It just... just out of nowhere, the elevator just started going up. Two other people were in the elevator at the time and witnessed the horrific accident. You could just see, like, the woman's body falls to the floor outside of the elevator and her head rolls into the little box. Yes, the woman was identified as Suzanne Hart, 41, an employee with advertising agency Y&R, which is a major tenant in the 1920s building. Her grieving boyfriend said, "I loved her. She was a beautiful person. Especially when she had a head." Officials said Hart was halfway onto the elevator when it took off without its doors closing. She died after she was crushed between the elevator and the shaft wall. The other people in the elevator didn't have physical injuries, but they were treated for trauma. Office workers in the building near Grand Central Terminal described a chaotic and gory scene. "People were running and screaming, 'Someone got crushed in the elevator!'" said John Hanna. Officials from the buildings department and the FDNY were investigating. Safety mechanisms are supposed to prevent elevators, from moving while the doors are open. A building department spokesman, Tony Scalfani, said the elevator was inspected in June and no safety issues were found then. The last time the elevator received a violation for safety hazards was in 2003. Well, I think they just got another one. A big, big one. The elevator is one of 13 in the tower. It was taken out of use pending the outcome of the investigation, and they have to scrub all the guts and blood out of it. Y&R said it was deeply, deeply saddened. "Our focus at this moment is the well-being of the employee's family and our larger Young and Rubicam family," said CEO who the fuck cares? Hart, 41, was a director of business development and lived in Brooklyn. Her father said no father could have been more proud of her. Hart's former neighbor, it's just sad. "It's horrible," said former neighbor Andrea Mayer. "What a terrible thing. Something obviously went wrong." Again, stating the obvious. All right, that, my friends, is your story. You know what this reminds me of? There's a great call that I played a long time ago on the show where a guy called the elevator company to get a repair. And apparently he's dicked around or something, and he gets very angry. I have it right here, I think. Yeah, take a listen.
"What I'm calling
for holding, this is Mike with the scrub elevator.
Mike, listen, just get me the fucking elevator fixed, that slut that was on the phone earlier."
He just called his coworker a slut.
16 Harbor Lock Road, Utica, New York, now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Fucking sick of this piece of shit I have to deal with you people. It's the worst elevator in the world.
It just crushed a woman. It decapitated her.
I'm going to throw it out and come and ram it up your fucking noses. Get him here now.
What's the address?
What the fuck am I stupid 16? Harbor Lock Road, Utica, New York.
Okay, we got you. Utica Historic Erie Canal.
Yeah, right here. I paid you all that money for this fucking just fix it.
16 Harbor Lock Road, Utica, New York?
Yeah,
right now I got to get it fixed.
Okay, what is your first and last name?
My name is Dave Morgan, and I'm the owner. And okay. I should come there and punch you all in the fucking face out of this fucking shit you sell me.
Okay,
and
what is your...
every fucking day.
What is your phone number with area code first?
Oh, 266 area code. Where the fuck are you?
We're in Dallas.
Dallas, go stick it up your ass, you fucking assholes. 315-266-0629. You're the worst company in the world. If the motherfuckers aren't here in 5 fucking minutes, I'm going to punch the guy in the face when he comes here.
Okay, right. So that's 315-266-062.
This guy on the other end is a total professional, though. He's just getting the information. See, I would start to get worked up. I would start to want to fight with this guy. Like, it's not my fault the fucking elevator's broke. Stop yelling at me. You're not going to cram anything up my ass.
Wait, which elevator? Only one?
What?
Which elevator?
The only fucking one in the building, you dumb fuck.
Okay, it's not working. Is there anybody inside it?
Yeah.
Okay, there's somebody stuck inside it?
In the elevator.
There's a
passage. There's a pregnant woman. Just
inside there?
Yeah, no.
And a crippled. And some old guy who's complaining he's having a heart attack.
There's a fucking Martian in there.
Martian?
Yeah, fuck.
Is the passenger
this
okay?
This is New York City. This is New York. You know, you motherfuckers think I'm a dumbbell. That cocksucker better be here now. Now.
Is there somebody stuck in your elevator?
I'm so fucking mad. It's the worst piece of equipment. You ought to fucking... You ought to take a gun and you ought to blow your brains out for manufacturing this piece of shit that you manufactured.
me.
All right.
Is there somebody stuck in the elevator?
Did I? What am I, stupid? Did you not hear me, you imbecile? Get the fucking guy here now.
So there is somebody in the elevator?
Do you understand?
Yes or no? Is there somebody in the elevator?
No, there's a Martian in the elevator. He climbed through the roof.
What floor is the passenger stuck on?
There's two floors. Are you people there ignorant? Do you not know what fucking elevators are in what building?
Well, dude, the guy's in Dallas, Texas. He doesn't know how many stories you're building. You know, you're...
So what floor is that?
I don't know what floor, sir. There's only two fucking floors. It's a 50-50 fucking chance. You take a guess.
This elevator goes to two floors? That's it? It's really pointless, isn't it? All right, let's get into the voicemails, see what you guys are talking about. All right, we'll do just a few of these. Yes, caller?
Hey, Tim, it's Mary Riley from Seattle. Just realized it's been 7 years since I've been listening to this fucktard shit.
7 years? How is that possible? Well, I started the podcast in the end of 2004. So 4 to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah. Wow, you must have been a listener from the very beginning.
Joe, just want to say thanks for everything. Keep it up. And fuck, keep it going here. Got anything to say, Brad? That's for you, buddy. Thanks,
thank
man.
You. Well, thank you very much. Yeah, longtime listener of the show.
Yo, boo, it's Rose Colin. I was just calling to tell you that last week's sex test.
The Rose Colin, so we had Mary Riley, and now Rose Colin. You guys are really stepping up with your names. I like that.
It was fucking amazing, man.
Wait,
last week's Sextastic Tuesday was fucking amazing.
Oh, last
man.
Week's Sextastic Tuesday with Santa Claus.
And I mean, that's the type of shit I get off to. The, you know, the daddy and the little girl shit. Fucking crazy. But, yeah, you should do more shit like that. Like, you know, we pretty much extended all the... fucked up porn. Now we should get into some of the hotter fucked up shit.
Why would I read hot porn on the show? Just so you guys could jerk off to it? That's weird. No.
Hey, Timmy.
So he wasn't talking about the Santa Claus Sextastic Tuesday. It was the week prior to that.
Hey, Timmy Boo. This is Frank the Tank calling from Los Angeles. So I'm currently in the weight loss program because
you're fat.
I'm a fat ass like you are. But, I've been wanting to shit all day, and what I did is I've been holding it all day, so I weighed myself in a scale before I took a shit, and after I finished taking a shit.
You lose like
and
a pound?
I think that's the biggest. I lost, it was 1.8 pounds of shit that
you
I came out of my body.
You shit 2 pounds of poop?
Which is
that
kind
possible?
Of a lot. But I want to see if you could weigh yourself or other people and see if that's...
Oh, like,
or, you know.
All right, there's a challenge for you guys. What we want you to do is weigh yourself before you take a shit and then after you take your shit. You know, if you could document it with a photograph or something, so, you know, I'll believe you, you know, because I don't trust any of you. That would be great. We could call it the Biggest Loser. That name may have been taken already. I don't know.
Hey, boo. I don't remember what it's. The 14th. I'm actually calling him about your show yesterday.
Look at that. I'm so caught up with my voicemails, pretty much. What is today? Well, you know, a few days, but it's not like I'm a month behind.
About your show yesterday. And it was amazing. Your show yesterday was hilarious. Especially on the extended part with the guy laughing about how a bunch of old women were beating up some guy.
Yeah.
That guy's laugh, he reminded me of Fat Man. That guy's last time know was exactly yeah. like Fat Man. All right.
Yeah, that was the extended portion of the show. Only Sideshow members got to hear that. So, you know, anyone can sign up and become a member, by the way. It's open. You just have to fork over $5. Five lousy dollars. Value meals cost more than that shit.
Hey.
Stupid McDonald burger.
Jim Spiral.
You get a whole month worth of entertainment.
Oh, ham fucker.
Hey.
I've got a little drunk, but I'm still calling in. No, it's Sideshow Member Squeaky here.
Oh.
I was just going through some of the older shows, and I was on one of those Distorted Views hosted by Kari, and I was listening to the one where, like, the chick was giving the guy a blowjob and talking about going on vacation.
Mm.
It's like, we haven't gotten away from kids in so long. And I was, like, getting really mad at that, because, like, I've had that exact same thing happen to me.
Dog, sorry.
So I'm sitting there on the bus listening to that, and I'm going, like,
shut up! Can you just be quiet? I let you in here for two seconds.
This woman, that's
when you make noise.
This old Chinese woman like looks over at me because I think she heard me. So I guess that's it.
I've lost my... I don't even know what this guy's talking about. I'm so distracted. Every little thing distracts me now. I'm like an old grumpy man. I really am turning into a cranky... I'm basically elderly.
Hey, Jim. Tone Deck Sean here.
Put a bullet
in my
head.
Hey, I just watched this show that I thought you might appreciate. It's on Showtime. It's Dave's Old Porn with Dave Attell. Where he just sits and he watches old porn with, like, somebody else. Like, the first episode is with Whitney Cummings. The second episode is with Chelsea Handler.
They show everything?
Daniel Tosh, Margaret Cho. And they just, the first episode, this is the only one I've watched so far, I've only watched half of it, was Bad Girls and Bad Girls 2 with Ron Jeremy. And also Ron Jeremy shows up on the show.
I'll have to check that out. I do have the Showtime.
Hey, Timmy-boo, this is boy, Pussy Jones. You know, it's funny, I also went to Office Max on Black Friday to buy or purchase a hard drive.
Oh.
God, I hate them. They're assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the ad did say there were 3 available per store, but Jesus Christ.
I know. You know what? The thing is, I ended up... did I tell you that I ended up getting the hard drive at Office Max or at Best Buy? I went to Office Max, but then instead of waiting in line, because we got there early, and then, of course, no one was in line, we were like, oh, fuck this. Let's just go to Best Buy and wait. And they had pretty much the same deal. It was like a 3-terabyte drive for $99, and they had tons of them. Stupid Office Max has 3 per store, 2 per store. Like, this is ridiculous. Just go to Best Buy. Office Max. I guarantee you that store is going to be dead within the next 3 or 4 years. It's over for them. There's lights out. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortiveview.com. Distortiveview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD. It's an OH-GOD.
Have to lay you down on the bed and fucking lick that fucking ass of yours like it's a pussy.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. Join distortiveview.com. And, of course, sign up for the sideshow because tomorrow's program will be an extended one, so be on the lookout for that. We'll see you back tomorrow. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. Oh!